Hey, Brian Manning here. Welcome to the Garn Report with more takeaways from a classic. Josue Pavone joins me now. Bobby Manning here at TD Garden.
Late night.
Talked about the game, the foul calls at the end, the controversy and theatrics. Just great theater to this game.
Yeah.
But I want to hone in on Jason Tatum's performance. 30 points, 11 rebounds, looks good on paper. 8 of 25, not so much. Six turnovers.
Oof.
Tough. Dribbling off guys' legs, just losing control of his handle at different points of this game, and shooting poorly. That pull-up three, still under 30% for him this year. I asked Joe Mazzulla coming into this game what the impact possibly of extra minutes for him. Top five in minutes to start this year could have been on his shooting. And Joe said, just don't go to overtime. And of course, these two teams went to overtime
That's
tonight.
That's exactly what happened, right?
Tatum played 47 minutes. And he's struggling. Nice burst in the third quarter tonight. But yeah. Overall, Tatum had one of his worst games of the year, I thought.
Yeah, he did. He did. Well, I don't know if I go that far. But I see what you're saying. It's just when he's stacking up turnovers like that and when he's having a hard time finding that rhythm, it affects the team, obviously. And especially when you don't have someone like Marcus Smart, who sort of makes life easy for you because he's looking out for your opportunities on offense. And I feel like he had a really tough time trying to find that rhythm. The Los Angeles Lakers did a really good job taking away space, made him uncomfortable. I thought the Celtics were trying their best to get him going on give and go plays. Like, I like one in particular with Jaylen Brown right at the top of the key. I feel like it was like those are the kind of looks that he was seeking, and he was getting to the free throw line, so that's a good thing too as well. So he was being aggressive. It wasn't the type of Tatum performance where he reverts to being, oh, let me just try to shoot my way back into it, or let me take a couple of threes here, those setbacks, and just start stacking up those type of attempts. I thought he did a really good job of trying to find his rhythm by attacking and seeking those high percentage looks that, in my opinion, is what led to that big third quarter push where he just couldn't, he found that rhythm. But it was in and out. And look, you got to credit the Los Angeles Lakers for what they did defensively. You got to credit LeBron James for what he did. Man, LeBron looked like, I haven't seen that type of LeBron performance against the Celtics team in a bit. It's been a while. And I thought it was going to be enough for them to win it. And it almost was. But then at the end, a controversial play going into overtime, Celtics just completely took control. And this is one of those games where I'm going to say again, I think we said it last week as well, maybe a month ago, Celtics probably don't win this game.
Yeah, and Tatum did his part in the third quarter. I thought the team did a good job setting him up for some easy threes,
right.
Some good looks in that quarter. Then going back to some spot-up jumpers. That spot-up jumpers was not a good shot for him this year, and I really can't gather why. I still don't have a great idea coming out of this game. Maybe it's the wrist. Maybe it's the pressure defenses are placing on him. Or maybe it's just his mechanics right now.
I'd be interested in hearing,
from his guy Drew Hanlon there and what he's seeing on those shots. But you're right, around the basket, drawing a free throw on Davis, plays like those helped. I thought getting off ball late, you mentioned the kind of give and go play with Brown. Mm-hmm. I think Joe said that was set up by
Davis. Brogdon did that a lot too. Brogdon was got him
and
going
Brogdon
well.
Stepped up for everybody. Great performance from him. Yeah. In open space, I think Brown benefited probably from the open space that the Lakers left off Tatum there. And overall, they kept shooting threes too, which was important because the Lakers, they're not going to hit threes. So all you have to do if you're the Celtics is shoot 32% from three. And Tatum played a part in that too.
Yeah, no, for sure. And Jaylen, when he got going, that fourth quarter was big. Well, Joe Mazzulla starting the fourth quarter with both those guys, I thought was big. I thought he was trying to just continue with that momentum.
And bringing Brown back in quickly after the fifth foul.
Right, I was just going to say, Brown picks up that fifth foul like less than a minute into the fourth quarter. But that didn't, stop Joe from putting him back into the game 3 minutes or 4 minutes later, after that. And I thought that was big. The Celtics needed Jaylen, obviously, that big free throw that he hit, considering what happened a couple of nights ago, I just feel like it revived him. And all of a sudden, he's going off for five straight points in overtime, and they built that cushion that they needed.
Lakers, not a good team. They have great players. LeBron, incredible right now.
Yeah,
Davis,
he is,
back in his fourth game.
Davis is trying to get his groove back a little bit.
You see the enormous defensive impact he can make when he's out there, and that bothered the Celtics big time in this one. So I'm not going to understate this victory. But it doesn't ease my concerns about the offense lately. We see he comes in the night 19th since November, 25th during this losing streak. They shoot poorly again tonight. I thought they looked disconnected for much of this game. And it's that late offensive rebound, the no call on LeBron, and then started just a dispirited Lakers effort that helped you escape this one. So I don't come away from this one feeling great, especially on the Tatum front with how he's playing right now. He looks exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to find some consistency with this team as a whole, and I agree with you on that. He does look exhausted.
Paul Pierce tell us? We interviewed Paul Pierce tonight over at Greatest Bar. Go check that out. He said that you got to get through these dog days.
Yeah, right.
Of the season. Because 82 games is a long time.
You know they're dreaming about the postseason. You know they just want to get there and perform at a high level.
He insinuated they're sleepwalking a little bit right now.
A little bit. I can see that. I can see that for sure. But again, I mean, not having Marcus is big. You know, Rob is still, like, right when I feel like he was starting to get his momentum going, and he started missing games as well. So I feel like the depth of this team, or at least what we thought of this team a month ago or a month and a half ago, was a little misleading. You know, when guys are out, you see how Joe Mazzulla shortens the rotation, especially in marquee matchups like this.
Yeah.
And he does that for a reason, because he's going with his guys that he really trusts. I mean, Payton got into this one. Cornette played a little bit, but it was brief, exactly. He didn't trust him out there. He didn't see what he wanted to see out of those guys, and he benched him the entire second half. And Joe Mazzulla, look, I also got to give credit to him, because I thought that he called some timeouts that really surprised me. And I thought that they were perfect opportunities for the Celtics to take a breath, regroup, and go out there and perform. And that's what happened. I felt like every timeout helped them. And, you know, that's been the talking point throughout the course of the season. However, seeing Joe Mazzulla do that, especially in the fourth quarter, that's huge. I think he's starting to get a feel for when his team really needs him to step in and call those timeouts.
Three-game losing streak comes to an end tonight. Three-day break into the Nets game on Wednesday.
Right.
Couldn't have come at a better time for this team.
They need it.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of rest, maybe a practice on Tuesday before they take on the Nets on Wednesday. Another marquee matchup that might preview a playoff series. And we'll see how they continue to manage Jason Tatum as his struggles continue, but Celtics manage a win behind Jaylen Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, and a controversial ending. We talked about that ending in our last video. Go check that out on Celtics All Access. And, of course, show our sponsors some love. HelloFresh, HelloFresh.com/Garden21. It's going to get you 21 free meals and free shipping when you head over there. Love HelloFresh. RocketMoney.com/Garden is going to get you their app that could potentially save you hundreds to spend on HelloFresh when you get rid of apps you don't use.
That's right.
And Athletic Greens, of course, we love them. Great product, 75 vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, probiotics, and more. They're going to throw you in 5 free travel packs and a year's supply of immune-boosting vitamin D when you head to athleticgreens.com/garden. Classic tonight. Beautiful one to be at. Fun start to finish, and a good win for the Celtics here. Great redemption for Jaylen Brown, and a scrappy effort against a Lakers team that really wanted this one. 125-121 the final. Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning here at TD Garden. We'll see you early next week for more coverage of the Celtics as they continue their second half of the season.